necessarily start by looking like it was headed this way. Just talk about the overall effort.
After the first period, we weren't too happy with the way we were playing, and we had a good second, kind of a little bit of a setup period for us. Came out, we were tied going to the third, and we just stuck to what we were doing in the second, and it just started going in for us.
You know, when they see such a five-goal period is not necessarily a commonplace here, and even in the modern NHL, right? So what comes together to have that kind of an offensive explosion?
We start defending harder. We start, teams start turning the pucks over a lot more, and we're a great transition team. We're great at the rush, and I think that's when we have our big success. So I think just kind of when we start defending really hard is kind of a big key to for us, and you know, they start to go in sometimes.
I know you're going to let this one marinate for a bit, but Toronto's next. That's got to be a big game marked on this team's calendar.
Yeah, you know, it's always fun playing in that building. I think we have like 10 or 11 guys from, you know, Toronto, Ontario area, so it's, you know, it's a fun one, and you know, just hopefully you'll get another 2 points.
Enjoy tonight's win.
Thank you.
Guys?
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.